Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Yes, Steve Mohacy and the Boys song. Tonight we're having Psychics Gone Wild. Thank all of you who've been putting in to the Christmas basket on PsychicsGoneWild.com. We're enjoying it, and we also are starting out a little bit tonight here. We have a guest who right now we're still waiting a little bit. She is from another country, and we're hoping here as we go through things that Georgina Cannon will show up. Those of you who really have got the name know here that this is a phenomenal doctor. We're going to be discussing past lives, and her book, Return Again, is how do you do your own past life regression. And going through that, Georgina has got a phenomenal book. This is the book that is one of the ones that is in our gift basket. Those of you who are putting in, this is one of the books that's in there. We have a variety, and certain different ones will be winning this book. In fact, we'll be giving one away this Friday, and you can tune in. We gave a book away yesterday. We gave books, I should say, and some other gifts, and it was our lovely Yvonne in Texas won. And so we'll be doing it all again Friday again with me and Janae Bowerman. So you guys tune in. I love all of the fact we've got quite a few on the phone. Relax, sit back. It's the weekend, and we're going to have some fun. You know, one of the excellent things that we've been going through as we've been having all of everybody's contacts and work is that we're also realizing that we have had a very intense Mercury retrograde, and that's where everybody's really having a lot of stress. It's one of those times you feel like it's really bothering with you, and going back into the energies, you know, we all know this. So, you know, when we're going to be talking about past life regressions here and doing some work with this, and like I said here, starting out, so any of you who are calling in tonight, I do respect and love all of you guys, and you know that. Please follow with us. And, you know, limit it to, we'll have maybe one question again with the due to time. It's Saturday night, and we have quite a few callers. We also enjoy and really want you guys to participate in these topics. So feel free to call in anytime and share some of your stories. A past life regression. Those of you who are new and learning about metaphysical, that is the terminology of what we call of stepping and doing meditation, doing different energies to look into your past life and look at reincarnation. Those, you know, who different beliefs in the country and the world are that, you know, and one of the really good questions that we're going to bring up here is looking at the life and what we have had is that, you know, we're looking at and trying to also be able to bring into effect some of the work that we've got. You know, we're looking for Dr. Georgina Cannon, and one of the really good things about this is that Dr. Georgina Cannon has not only studied this, mastered this, but also very gifted in working with people to get them to be able to go into it. And we'll be asking her some of the questions of, you know, and what exactly is it? You know, what are we doing with past life regression, and is it real? Because, excuse me, we've had a lot of alternative therapies and work with this, and one of the really great things that we're looking for is to be able to go and do this for looking for the ways of helping with people who have had different parts of energy. Good example is someone who's had physical pains, had some things in their life that they cannot explain by other reasoning, can often be sometimes explained by a past life experience. Good example, you were shot in a past life, you came into this life, you've always had this physical aches and pains, nobody can explain it. You go through with a hypnotist or, you know, a hypnotherapist, someone with, you know, a degree and able to work in that area, and then you're able to also get, you know, the things worked out to where you're being able to have your involvement to be able to do and see with this. Now, those of you who have had a past life experience, I would like and request some of you to go with it. You know, the deja vu feeling. You go to something. You just know a place you've never been to before, and you can tell other people places about it. One thing I love about verifying, and I have my own personal experiences with it, is we will take and do streets, names, documents, places, and then, you know, of course you always use, which now we've got computers and everything, you would use different resources back in my day, the library, in different ways of finding out exactly how it was. And it's a really great way to do, you know, your past life work, because you're running through, you're finding all these stuff out, you're going woo, and, you know, as you're looking at it and you're going into these involvements, your past life is be able to be proven for you. Always do this with positive meditation, always do this with work. And one of the suggestions I've had for a lot of my clients when they are going through the past life work and we are working together on it is to ensure that, you know, it's kept to a minimum, and you bring out the basics, and then you enhance and go through this. Now, you know, this brings up a lot of questions and rises, and I want to welcome all of you. We have quite a few. Our phones are going wild. We're going to take just a few minutes, and we will be right back. And tonight, we're going to play a little bit of a different one here for you guys, and that we're going to keep this going. We're going to enjoy the time we have, and I would encourage all of you guys to just hang on, relax, as Psyche's Gone Wild gets it together and Jethro figures out what he's doing to get this to happen.
Ooh. This is for the ladies, y'all.
Thank everyone. I thank you guys. I'm having a little bit of a technical difficulties with my own vocal cords, and that's something everyone's prayed for. But I can still talk. Kidding. I'm Jethro. I'm psychic. I'm here as Psychic Jethro on Psychics Gone Wild. And our guest tonight, Georgina Cannon, I just got word, is I'm trying to get through. So I welcome all of you guys that are here. We're going to quickly go through this with those of you who are listening on the phones. I do welcome that. I know a lot of you guys are really waiting to hear, and we're waiting to get our guest. And, you know, sometimes you guys got to realize with the lines, that 773-897-6461 number is putting a lot of you guys through. And at times, you know, as you guys all know, it does bump off. Even this is our phenomenal guest. We can't wait to have Dr. Georgina Cannon here, and we're all expecting and excited and waiting. And she just let me know that I just heard through that, you know, she's on her way from Canada, or I should say calling through to get through. So stay patient, stay fun, and stay live, because she'll be here in a few minutes. Going through the energy and what we've had with everyone, I do, like I said, welcome all the one questions. We are going to promote and will condone all of you who have a chance to get yourself a full reading. We're giving away presents this year. We're doing fun. And one of the reasons that we do this is so that we all can be a positive community. But as we all do know, sometimes we kind of realize in this time of the year, we do have a responsibility and a fun a way of helping others. I would love each and every one of you to find that positive part of something you can do to help someone to do it. It's funny. Yeah, Becky, you're right. And it's like I seem to be having not only a frog, but I think I've got the whole swamp tonight because it seems like the more water I do, the more it's doing it. Ironically, it wasn't doing it before. So this is Psychic Jethro welcoming. And I think we've got Georgina
Hello.
On the line here now. Hi, Georgina?
Hello. Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you, Dr. Georgina Cannon? I'm so excited.
Thank you. Yeah, I've had trouble getting through. I don't know what's going on, but... Yeah, I've been trying, I guess, since 10-2 and haven't been able to get through for some strange reason. Must be Skype or something.
Mercury retrograde, and Mercury is trying to make all of us Lulu.
Doing a very good job.
Well, Georgina, I am so excited. I've got everyone waiting here. We're talking about your new book, Return Again, and Past Life Regressions. We've got a lot of questions for you. I'm just so excited.
Terrific.
You know, how are you up in Canada? Are you guys having beautiful weather still?
Yes, it's gorgeous. It's chilly, but it's sunny and not too bad. It's no snow yet, so we're pretty good.
I just am so excited that you took this time to be with us. We have a lot of people that have got questions here. One of the questions we have Georgina, they want to know, how do you know if it's real or not, if you've had a past regression experience or a past life experience? How can you verify it?
That's a very good question. And usually these lives are very, very simple. Very few people, in fact, I've had one person that's become a famous person. Most people live very ordinary, very simple lives. And when people ask me that, I usually say to them, well, if you're going to make something up, wouldn't you make something up a little more glamorous? really, you know, if you're a soldier or a farmer or a slave or something. The other thing is you feel the emotion. You feel different. You are experiencing not only the emotions of that life, but you're feeling as though you're in a different place. And quite often people can smell the cooking or sense, you know, where they are and get all sorts of information that they wouldn't know necessarily.
Very excellent. And, you know, I was trying to give out your credentials here, and you're a very gifted person here with us, and it is Mercury because I went to do the – I know that you were basically a doctor who's worked and does physical therapy with people. You also do hypnotherapists.
No.
Am I correct? Am I wrong?
No, I'm a doctor of counseling. I got my doctorate in counseling. I'm not a physiotherapist, no. I do hypnosis. And counseling and working around relationship issues and regression work. And I'm an author. And this is my third book. So that's what I do. I write and I teach. I teach everywhere. I taught in Ireland 2 years ago and Israel last year and States. And I teach past. In fact, I've got a class coming up in San Francisco in May, teaching past life regression and interlife. And with a colleague who's going to be teaching the integration part of it, developing your intuition. So, yeah, I teach as well.
Phenomenal. And I thank you. And I was so impressed. The book, Return Again, is just a really, really phenomenal book. I'm going through it, and I was reading the book. I was really impressed to see you've outlined it, and you've put it in a form. One thing for me, it was a little bit hard at times. I would feel things, you know, with it, like we talk about psychic sensations or work with different energies and feel from past lives. And you've got it pretty much there to, you know, how a person can go through and work with their past life regression. I think you're a very gifted light worker, Georgina, and I just am so grateful that as we've had a lot of people asking the questions here, what would be some suggestions for you with someone who, you know, obviously they need to come to your class, but they're working on it and they're starting to feel these sensations. Would you suggest there's any documentation or any things that you might suggest for them to do would be a good way for them to keep, you know, a record of it? Or how would you go about helping someone, you know, with their past life?
Well, also always write it down, because every experience you have will show a pattern, because we do live in patterns, as you know, and part of our evolvement is to lose the ones that don't serve us well anymore. So, for instance, if we have a pattern of being a victim in different lifetimes, then we certainly don't want to do it again. So we come into this life in some form of victimization, and we have to lose that. We have to make our boundaries work, and we have to understand our values and let that go so we can move on to the next soul lesson. So keep a record of the lives and the experiences you've felt and have flashed into you or onto you.
Very good. And one of the questions we have, and it comes from the book, is what is a soulmate? And would you explain to us, Georgina? I just love your terminology of it.
Thank you. People think that a soulmate is someone who you're passionate about, someone that you love, your lover for the whole life. And it may well be, but for most of us and for most of the time, a soulmate is someone who comes into your life, sometimes for 6 days or 6 weeks or a couple of years, to help the soul grow. And that can be someone who's really irritating, like a really bad neighbor or an ex-husband or wife or someone who's a boss who's playing a power trip on you. Someone who is expanding your abilities to handle discord, as well as people who give you love. So a soulmate is literally that. They're a teacher. That's what they are at a soul level.
Excellent. I just love that. And as you know, we have different ones that are writing in today. We've got a couple of you guys, please bear with me through the chat room. I am by myself. I've got a lot of people emailing me and everything. And I have a Gemini rising, but even with the Mercury retrograde, I'm having a little bit of a frog here. So Georgina and me are here. We're making the best with this. We're having fun. And you guys just, I laugh. I want to tease you that, I went through and the person that had talked with us is a very gifted person. Deborah had sent all these things to me. I cannot get them to open. So please don't get mad at me, Georgina. I'm going with what the guides do and what people send me as questions.
Fine. Don't worry about it. It's perfectly fine. Whatever works.
I love we've got so many people writing that now they've jammed my Skype, so I'm going to tease you guys. Just chill out. It's okay. Relax. We've got a really good question here. Do you always come back as the same sex in past lives?
No.
Okay.
No. You come back as different sex. You may have some past lives as the same sex, but you come back as a different sex, quite often a different color. In fact, one of the first things I noticed was how different we are in different lifetimes, in different countries, different colors, different races, which the whole point is it makes bigotry so stupid. We really are a combination of so many things that, and it's the piece that we choose to use in each lifetime that make us who we are. So the part of you that is the female in this life or a male that is in this life that happens to be white or black or Asian or whatever, that's the part of you that you're exploring in this lifetime. And by the way, that's the part of you that you chose so you could come in to learn about how to grow and evolve at a soul level.
Very, very, very good. And then we have asked here with my children. I know that my children and me keep going through past memories together. We are reliving them and are working towards this. Would you suggest that I leave this in the past, or what would you suggest that I do with my children when we keep having these memories that keep surfacing?
I'm not sure whether they mean past life memories or early life memories of this life. If they are positive, then nothing wrong with holding on to them and exploring them and having fun with them. If they are negative or they diminish any one of you in any way or lock you into a role, then it's time to let them go, whether it's this life or another life.
Excellent. And now, Georgina, I got a question. How would you do that? How would you let them go? I mean, is it a mental state you go through, or do you have – how would you just – I mean, you know what I'm saying? A good example is I've had a past life experience where I physically feel some pain. I do feel that I feel like I got stuck in this, and the relationship me and the person both were – it was the last of that life. We were both taken out by some other people, and I don't seem to ever really be able to let it go. There's times it'll resurface in dream. There's times I'm doing meditation, and I'll feel that same pain.
Then you need a facilitator who will take you back into that lifetime and close it off properly and ethically so that you will do all the forgiveness needed of the perpetrators that hurt both of you. You will send the people you share that life with your blessings and your love. You will do the healing, the spiritual soul healing. Bring the joy forward that you had in that life and close the curtain on that life so you lock it behind, only bringing forward the wisdom and the love and the joy.
Very good. Thank you. And from Texas, we have a question here. I went to a hypnotist, and he he frightened me. I came out of this, and I've had some energies I feel that are with me. Is it possible that he put me in a place or something that made me unsafe, and now I'm not sure what to do?
I'm not sure why you would feel unsafe, because when you're in hypnosis, you really are very aware of what's going on. But I'm hoping that you have enough strength in yourself that you can go back to that person and say, you know, when I left you, I felt uncomfortable. Can you do something that removes that, please? If you don't, and it's a gender thing, it might be because you're female and he's a male, I don't know, then find a female hypnotist who will do that for you. There's absolutely no reason for you to carry fear. And hypnosis is really all about self-hypnosis. These people just, like I do, just guide you, and you allow it to happen. So really, nothing can happen to you that is frightening. What I might say, however, is that you might at that time had a bruise or some gaps in your aura, and there might have been some negative energies that might have attached to you, in which case find that female, if that's who you are and you feel more comfortable with one of the same sex, let's put it that way, and ask to do an energy release, some work, if that is what you're asking. It's all very easily manageable and repairable.
Very excellent. That was a good question. Boy, they're you're giving you the hard ones, George. You know, we have a lot of people come in. And I love what we have a friend here from Alabama that has wrote and asked us that they have went through months of dreams and analogy and really have learned. They've quit smoking, and they now are working on their health, and just really feel that this is something that everyone should take into place. We're getting emails from all over that one of the things that the person's asking is, Georgina, as they quit and were able to quit smoking, they also feel now that there's so many things. Would you give them some suggestions on what else they can use for the hypnosis to help in their life? Oh, that's good.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I use hypnosis in the clinic for everything from people who come in and say, how come I keep choosing losers? Or how come I get stuck in a job and I don't like it? Or I can't move forward? Or I have a fear of flying or fear of heights or snakes. So whatever it is, anything that has to do with the subconscious mind, where you're trapped in a pattern that isn't useful to you, hypnosis can help you release that. Sometimes, working in hypnosis, we regress you back to earlier times in this lifetime or even in the womb to make those changes, and sometimes it's past life. So it depends on where it comes from, what the source is.
Very good. And as you look at, you were talking about sources and abilities here. I love what you said there, because it is a very good a markman. I've seen a lot of people have a lot of really good time with this, and it's something that has become very good, positive in life. Like you were saying, you know, of all the different areas you can do with this. You had talked about your other couple books, and I was telling everybody, the Return Again, we have promoted you quite a bit, and this week it's going to be one of the prizes in our Christmas basket. We do Psyche's Gone Wild, and we've had a lot
fabulous.
Of people. They just want to thank you for, you know, and you've helped so many. We have them now writing. We've got more people wanting to put more than one chance. Yes, you can. You can put in more than one time. That's funny. And I love what they said is they, Georgina, the one they're asking me, what is some of the other titles, and is it all, do you just write about past life regression, or do you have any other work in other areas?
Well, right now, yeah, in my last two books were about past lives and interlife, but right now I'm getting my next book ready to send in to my agent and the publisher, and it's about relationships, and it's about working in relationships, whatever the relationship is, with an employer or your teenage kids or partners, business partners, life partners, lovers, friends. It's about relationships, and that should be out next year. So, no, because that's the work I do, so I like to spread it around.
Excellent. And I can tell all of you guys who are just, you know, new or coming into the show, this is Psyche Jethro, and we're with Georgina Cannon, the author of Return Again, a phenomenal book that gives you not only the documentation, but works you through how to do your own past life regression. And it just goes from list to keeping it simple and working. We have a couple questions that and we have one here from Canada. They're asking, as things in my life have progressed in my life, I've often wondered if I had had life. And so when I do my regression work, am I putting that into my thoughts? Because it doesn't seem like all of my life is there. I've had two past regression lives, and I wonder, am I adding to this? Sometimes I wonder. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense at all. I'm not sure if they had that past life facilitated by someone else, or it's something they did on themselves, or if it was a spontaneous regression. Say, you know, because sometimes people slip into a past life if they're having a chiropractic adjustment or some Reiki or something like that. So I'm not sure what the treatment was. If they had a facilitated treatment, maybe, and remember, the soul takes you where you need to go. So maybe the soul felt that was the piece that you needed to experience to get the lesson you needed. But without knowing a little more, I can't really answer that very well, I'm afraid.
And I thank you, Georgie. I know that's a very confusing one. And I do have a lot of you guys who are writing through Skype. I understand that one of the questions we have had a couple times asked is, you know, as we're going through the regression, how do I tell if I'm having an actual past life regression or if I'm not having something from a movie or something, because I feel like I'm this person, I feel like I'm in their body, and then I come back. Is this a past life regression?
Yes. If you feel like you're in their body when you're in the session, yes. If you feel like you're in their body when you're watching a movie, no, that's something else. So I did like... Yeah, it's called split personality, I'm not sure. But yes, when you're going through, when you're in the past life regression session and something looks familiar and it reminds you of a movie you saw, well, that's fine. I mean, we see a lot of different movies. You could have chosen a different movie. You could have chosen a war movie or anything. But we are inclined to move towards the familiar. As you know, when we go into the spirit world or a different world, the kind souls that are coming to us to tell us something show up in a form that will look familiar to us so we don't get concerned. So sometimes, you know, the soul does take us to a place that is familiar from some other experience we've had, but it's at a different time so that we can learn the lesson that we need to learn. And if you feel you're in the body, you are.
Excellent. You know, I thank you, Georgina. You're helping. We've got a lot of people just very amazed. You've got us enthralled. Tell us again on how they can get a hold of you and when you'll be here, whether you said you'll be doing a class.
Sure. You can get hold of me at georgina@georginacannon.com. That's my email. You can absolutely email me there, and I'm happy to answer any questions. And, if somebody wants to come visit me, I'll give you the clinic number at that time that you can phone and book, because we get people from all over. I get students and clients literally from China and India, like you do, and from Ireland and Israel and everywhere. So I'm always happy to respond, yes.
Very phenomenal, you know, and very gifted, you know, as we're talking here, you know, a lot of you guys are realizing that. I would say, I know that it's like you have a lifestyle coaching technique here because you're helping people in so many areas. You are a very gifted doctor, and I love what you've done. I mean, this, as a child, did you feel and know this was going to happen? Were you gifted to say, I'm going to be out there going in past lives? And
you know, that's interesting. You're the first person to say that, and when I was a child, I saw auras, and I didn't realize that nobody else did. I mean, I thought it was just ordinary. Plus the fact I grew up in England, where we really do believe there are fairies at the bottom of the garden, and we really do believe in ghosts, so it wasn't unusual. But it's only when I went to school I realized that other people didn't see auras, and they sort of made fun of me because I kept talking about the color. And so I shut it down until, I guess, about 20 years ago, when I allowed it to come back again, because when I was in the corporate world, it sort of kept getting in the way, because you can see when people are lying through their teeth, and that's not a good thing at all. So I had to shut it down, yeah. But
very,
now it's there. Mm.
I can feel that with the energy in your art, you know, and I am very gifted and born with this energy, and I am impressed with you because you can feel with you that, you know, I'm not telling you guys to our ages, so don't ask, but we're from the school where they did work with this, where, you know, like what Georgina just said, in a time and age back then, it was pretty much down. Now you guys talk about crystal children, we have indigo children. I know of schools in the Rocky Mountains where I had a child come up, she was 8 years old and gave me a reading. That was really phenomenal. I also was really, you know, I was from the time where we kind of kept this really quiet. And those of you who read my book, Living in the Realm, I basically, they told me, you don't, we just don't tell people because they're going to look at you different. My sister joked, she's also gifted, and she said they would, one of the jokes was they were said, she's being like that again. And they would all, we had a big family, and they would like, okay, you know, and they'd tell my sister, what's going on? And she'd be telling them stuff, and they always kept it. It was like you said, and it was something that now we've come to a new age and generation, and I'm glad for the new age, but I'm also, I think we've lost a little of some of that magic. When you were just saying, I love when you said that, I'm Native American, and we believe in the little people, too. We've always seen the little lights, and we've had stories, like one of them was a friends of ours got lost hunting, and the little people, the little lights brought them out of the storm. And, you know, see, now you believe that. Now, see, she was just talking about her culture. To you guys, this is normal. I mean, I would love to have a book on yours, Georgina, of those kind of things. I bet you have some really good stories on little people, magic stories that you've probably passed down or family or someone you've heard of, you know, that you know from your culture. Am I correct?
Oh, I totally believe in magic. I absolutely and totally believe in magic. I mean, how could you not when you look around you and you look at and see what grows and the animals and how they talk to each other and how, I mean, how could you not? No, I totally believe in it. And I love what you do. I think that's extraordinary work. And that, again, is God's gift, right?
It is. And you know, I've had, it's ironic, we were talking earlier about it. I've had people ask me the question I asked you, and it was like, you know, I know as a kid being gifted, but as it's harder sometimes for us to psychically do, you know, for ourselves. And yet I knew that this was a really good thing. And I remember being really little, and my father, I will say this aloud, I can say it over the air, it is not really like this. I don't know if anyone knows this, but my father really believes all this should be kept quiet, and he is gifted, and yet he was like, woo. And so he would tell me, he's like, if you know, you don't know what you're going to do with this. And now that I do this, this is what I do for a living and with the books. We had a joke because he's like, okay, and I, you know, everyone knows that I'm not like, you know, 12 years old or in my 20s. He's finally now coming around to go, okay, I guess this is what you're going to do when you grow up. You know, we're all going, yeah, it's pretty much there. You know, and when
if
you
I
look
grow
at,
up, you know,
yeah, yes, it, we all know that, you know, adjust, there's a possibility that may not happen, but we all kind of laugh with. I love
no, but you understand. I mean, you do understand that their fear, because let's face it, it was very different, and they were frightened that people were going to judge you and cart you away somewhere, which a lot of people did get carted away, especially the people who were intuitive and psychic, and so they were scared. I mean, I do understand that they were concerned for their children.
Exactly. And now this brings up a really good question, Georgina, and I do understand. Here we've got you on the photo where it's like, yay, so if she doesn't come back, it's my fault, but I'm just so excited that this question that we've been having a lot and it's been asked to me and to other psychics is, when you have a child and the child's very gifted, should that child be brought out into the world with this and do it? And I understand both sides, because we don't want our children closed like we had. I mean, we were kind of like sheltered, but in the same breath, my fear, and I got to be honest, I'm probably an advocate against it, because I want the protections there. I have two sons, and both were very gifted, and I did raise them very much open. I also raised them around this, but it was something that we still kind of kept. I would not. Good example. My son read at a psychic fair we had. He was like 10 years old. He went up and picked up the cards I had, and the girl was there. She goes, "I'd like a reading," and he goes, "Dad, may I?" And you know, I realized we're in a safe environment. Yeah, we were in a safe environment. He'd actually hit very accurate. Those of my friends will tell you he was very good gifted, and we also worked with this, you know, to make sure they learned respectfully. And there was, what is your opinion? Can you tell me, Georgina, if as a scenario here, what just as an opinion, and that if you had a gifted child, would you allow them to do, like, say, a radio show or be out there?
Yes, I would, because I believe, especially the new kids, I believe they are so grounded and they are so sure of who they are. And there are always going to be people who mock you, whatever you do. And as long as they have loving parents and a safe haven, which is home, no harm to it. I think all they're going to do is slowly change the world.
I feel that's also... going with the energy that's happening too, as those of you who are telling everybody your abilities and the things that is bringing it out, and I love that. I see, and that's a good idea. There's another outlook with it. Everybody's been getting asked this last couple of months, and I believe it's the ascension and the Christ white energy is what we're seeing. A lot of people really coming together, like you said, and bringing their people forward. I'm also really impressed, as we were talking about magic and that, you know, I mean, that was something, if we would have said this even good 15 years ago, they would have, like you said, they'd have been ready to card us off or go, okay.
Right.
And yet look at now, and now it's actually a normal part of it. I know that I had a very good example of discussion. Yesterday we were doing totems on the show, and I had people later on call and contact me and were letting me know that they were so excited that Janae was talking about her different totems, and they were like, this is why animals resonate to me. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's magical. I mean, do you believe that the totems come with you through the lives too, or do you believe that the totems don't?
I'm a great believer in shape-shifting. And I think totems, I know it's a little off-center from what you asked, but I think totems are all part of that. I think what we shape-shift into, and I think what we, the soul moves into, reflects our magic. And if we have, for instance, I believe my totem is an eagle. I was told that, and I believe it, because it seems to fit me. I can't explain it, but it just seems to fit me. And I know that if I want an overview of something, I have the ability to have a huge overview. And yet, as my previous boss in the corporate world would say, you also have the ability to hone in on the forest and pick the one leaf on the tree that needs attention. So that's very eagle-like.
Very true, and very strong, and fitting with the power of what working with, especially like, you know, what you do, and you know, as a healer and a person in it with your degree and your doctor and the work you're doing, you know, I and in our way, Native American, the ego medicine and the power is you're pointing out to the people. I mean, you're not individually just helping one, but look at all the people you help. I mean, Georgina, that fits for me. I love your terminology of how you would with the eye of the eagle, also looking at. You know, with the cycle you have had, can you, I mean, we all know in confidential, but you have had people, like you said, from all over countries. You have, this is like, you've been doing this for more than a year or two, haven't you?
Oh. How about 17 years?
Phenomenal.
Been doing it for 17 years. And the amazing thing is that it still keeps me awe-inspired. Every time anybody goes into an interlife journey, and they find this information from their guide, from their council, or their soul circle, it is so profound that they start to weep because they feel like they're going home. It's awe-inspiring. It is humbling. It is extraordinary work. So it's very engaging, and I can't imagine ever getting bored with it. And when I went through my own, talking of the totem thing again, when I went through my own interlife, I found out what my soul thumbprint was, and that is as a teacher, which explains a lot, which is, you know, explains a lot of my past lives and explains a lot of my different careers in this life. They've all in one way, shape, or form been some form of teacher, like an author, like doing what I'm doing now, you know, working with clients in the clinic.
Very good.
So, yeah, fabulous.
You can also feel the energy, and like she was saying earlier, that I mean, Aston, her ability and feeling that as a child, and her psychic energy, you can feel that green energy from you as a teacher, a creative flow there coming from across the phone, that you're not only verbally helping people with your spirituality, you're also physically, as she was talking about, going through the energy. Do you, when you're going through and you're working with your clients, obviously this is a very safe, fun job that you've got. You've got, some of us envious, we've got people writing from other places when she has fun with what she does, yeah, I would say. And what we've also got here, and they're asking tonight, is you've told us how safe and fun this is. How many times would you suggest a person should work with doing a past regression life?
Well, you can do past life regression, and I would wait. I suggest to my clients who get very excited after they've done one, wait at least a month so you can absorb the wisdom and the experience and then come back and do it again, probably 3 or 4 times. But after the second time, you can probably move on and do an interlife or life between lives And that is twice as awe-inspiring, I think. And that's, you know, that's just me. But because I really don't care about the body. I just care about the soul. So, but I think 3 or 4 times is plenty. I mean, because in each session, which is 2 hours long, you can experience 2 lives and sometimes 3.
So very
you cover quite a bit of time. Yeah.
Now this is very informative, Georgina. We're just, you know, thank you for being such a, you know, you're a gracious guest, and I'm trying to be so polite. And we've got everybody pushing you guys, you know, that are going there. They're just excited about the fact that, you know, you brought a very good, controversial, and very positive topic up, and you obviously, you know, a lot of this has become something that we're seeing and knowing that it's not only real, physically working, but it's also doing a lot of help with other people. We had the same question again, and we said earlier, but they're one, and they're naming off. They said that they have a problem with their eating and a disorder with eating. They're wondering, would this do you feel that this would benefit them? And have you worked with people who've had eating disorders?
Yes, I have. Now, having said that, it's not the answer for everything. And if you have an eating disorder, it may or may not help you. You know, aspirin's not the answer for everything either. So you have to be careful about making promises or commitments. But yes, I have worked with people with eating disorders. And in some cases, it has helped. They have either starved themselves in previous lifetime or been starved, or they have, you know, had a terrible life, and they carried over the pain into this life. And the only way they can drown the pain is through food. And everybody's different, so I can't give one answer. But yes, it can help, for sure.
Very
so be careful who you choose. Yeah.
Exactly, and I thank you for saying that, Georgina. You know, this is a good example we had here with the first person that wrote that. I have to say, I was glad in what Georgina said. I agree wholeheartedly. This is a safe thing, and we've had, through the year of Psyche's Gone Wild here, we've had quite a few people on like Georgina, and it is a very fun and really positive event. And to see that somebody in Texas did not have that, I would just say, like anything, you know, you can go to White Glass, you can have a great psychic, or you can have a mediocre psychic. You've got to shop around. Now, you know, Georgina's got credentials. She's obviously very good at what she does. I mean, you guys have got to read this book. Return Again is going to be, you can just tell, it's going to be one of those books that people refer to a lot on what it says. And Georgina is very much devoted to her work, where if you go and you see someone who is, you know, like you said, and you have that uncomfortable, it's just like anything else. I would never go into a dentist that made me a little nervous.
Exactly.
I mean, the idea.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have good and bad massage therapists. You have good and bad medical doctors, too. So be very, very cautious and very, very careful. And use your intuition. Use your feelings. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. You know, really, don't do it. I'm very pragmatic. I come from a journalism background. And, you know, to me, this is a tool. That's all it is. It's not woo-woo. It's a tool. And it needs to be used with respect, because we're working with the soul. It needs to be used with honor and experience and ethics. So make sure that the person you go to and work with is ethical and talks about you and what you need, not about themselves. That, you know, that what they think and what they do really is irrelevant. What you want to be sure is that they've done it and they've had professional training and they've done it for a few years, and not something they picked up from a book.
Yeah, that's very, very good. And you guys, those of you who are listening in, we've got other answers. This will be in the archive, and we do email out. I've got people asking me. They've got friends and stuff. They want to hear this. We've got about 4 minutes left of the show, and we went real fast with you guys. And thank you for getting in, Georgina. I'm just so excited. We've got the most, you know, you've got the most positive personality, and I've got to tell you, I feel a blessing with you being on the show. You are magical, because you got through, you went through, and you can just feel the positive from, you know, Georgina. I have a lot of friends and different ones in the chat room and other people writing me, and they're, you know, the ones that we've been writing me from Facebook are letting me know that they can feel the energy. They said you're just a very caring, loving person, and they're
asking,
did you have other lives where they're curious if you've had lives where you were a healer, maybe a shaman. There's something they're wondering if you weren't something in power where you helped people before this life. This is like a repeat life for you, they're asking.
Yes, interestingly enough, only once. The other lives were more to do with me learning how to move into myself and own myself. And one of my lives taught me that because I'm somebody who always is a leader, someone who always does things before everybody else, that it's okay. And the wisdom I got from that is that the music is still the music, even if no one listens. So that was a big lesson for me. And when they look at the book, they'll see that. They'll see that the book is written in a way that's very interactive, because I want people to become part of the book. And at the end of every chapter, it says, now consider this. Think about how this might apply to you. Right? And at the end of the book, there's some worksheets that they can use if they want. I want them to take it in, not just be on the outside of it. It really is for them to use, like a workbook, as you said earlier.
I got to tell you, I'm going to definitely have my own, and we got this given to us to give out, for the contest, and everyone knows that, we put on here, and, we're going to promote because we want the books to go, and everybody's going to be buying it for Georgina, and I'm buying my own because as I got to reading it, I didn't want to put it down, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to wait till I get a hold of Deborah. I'm going to say, yeah, you send me all this fun stuff, then I get to give it away, I'm like a little kid, I'm getting my own, and I just thank you, for being a part of Psychic Scott. Wild, blessings to you in Canada, and know you have a friend here in Tampa. And is there anything you'd like to tell everybody before I let you go?
Bless your wonderful heart. Yes, I would. I'd like to remind people that we are so much more than we seem. And sometimes we get lost in the dust and noise of every day. And I'd really like them to go inside and spend some time discovering their own magnificence, because that's truly who we are. So don't let the dust and noise of every day get you down. Just remember who you truly are.
Very blessings. And we obviously are going to be looking forward to not only return again with those of you who are buying, but look and say, Georgina said her new book coming out, and we will ask again and hopefully get to see you another time on Psychics Gone Wild.
That would be lovely. I'd love to meet you and your people on through Skype or however they reach you. And also, I'm on Facebook, so if people want to contact me there, they can do that too.
Oh, you guys heard that. That's where a lot of these other, we got the Facebook kids. I tease them. I think they play on there enough that some of them got couches and everything now. They've just moved into their computer. I really just tease them. I'm friendly guy.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. That is very funny.
Cool. Well, bless you and have a great night, Georgina.
Well, thank you so much, and get well. God bless.
Thank you. We're going on with Psychics Gone Wild. The last few minutes of the show, there was our guest. You guys got to hear one of the phenomenal and very positive Dr. Georgina Cannon. Looking at what we've been going through, I want to quickly go over a little bit with you guys on, remember to put in psychicsgonewild.com so you can put in for those books. It's on the left side. I've had people saying they've had little questions of where. If you look down and scroll down, it's like the second or third line on psychicsgonewild.com. It'll say put in free gift basket, put in for the psychic basket, put in right there, and you just fill in your information. I am asking a favor. We are giving away weekly from going from Fridays on. We'll be giving away gifts and looking with a lot of you guys who have been helping. We also are encouraging everyone that wants to try that organo-cold coffee of Kelly's to make sure, call her and set up a time. You can get yourself some really good healthy coffee. It's made with Ganderma mushroom, which is a healing ancient mushroom. You can get a hold of her at 719-289-4907. Going into this, we got a few minutes on the phone. We're going to talk to a few of you before we close out. They're still giving us a little airtime tonight. We're on Mercury Retrograde. 513, what do you think of our show tonight?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. It was very exciting, and it makes me want to go get hypnotized.
She is a phenomenal person. I just feel so grateful. The guides really love us to let us be fortunate to meet someone. I love Skype, and this show affords me to meet people like that. I feel the same way, and I did work a little bit around it, and now I'm like, she's going to be where? What's going on? And I'm in the same mood.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yep. You can tell she's very well educated and very well spoken, so I'll have to look into that book that she has.
Yep, Return Again. And your name is?
My name is Kim.
Okay. And Kim, I'm picking up energy with you that you have some ability yourself. I'm getting here with some energy with you. I feel like you are sharpening and working with your energy. You are pretty much a conduit. I feel like your angels and guides are working with you to be a healer.
Really? Huh. Awesome. Yeah. I did not know that at all. Wow.
Oh, that's what I feel. You didn't. And I also feel like the guides are telling me you're going to, as things start to take off in your life, you're also going through some knowledge. And you said you want to go do a life there. I see you'll be remembering and working through some energy to be going into your life. They said the next couple months are going to be a little difficult. You've been going through some work there. I see that it's like you're handling what you've got going, but it seems like your time's getting away from you.
Yeah, We're up in the air on my husband's job. We may be moving. So we're just kind of waiting to see where we're going to be. So everything's on hold right now.
They told me it's gonna be all right, but it is just the timing and everything together. They're telling me a couple months. And Kim, I thank you. We've only got like a couple minutes. I'm just kind of saying hi to everybody and rolling down. And thank you for listening in tonight.
Hey, thank you so much. I enjoyed it. You take care.
You too. Blessings. We are going to through the phone that we've got, and we're looking at. We've got 239. Your phone number came up. We want to thank you for calling in. Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you tonight? 239.
Hey, Jeffrey, it's Diana. I had a past life experience. I actually found the rock I was buried at. It was very mystical. I have done my third powwow. I'm transformationally complete. My energy healing is back. And I'm there. I'm in Sacramento now. You have, like, what's going to happen Sunday in Sacramento?
Okay, what I'm feeling here with you, Diana, I feel like it's just going to be more positive work. You're going back, and it's ironic that you're doing this life as you're going through there, because, you know, you resonate with all this stuff. You're resonating not only with the Native American work, but the other abilities. I see the angels are also working with you. In the last couple minutes, if we get unhooked, I apologize. The phone's going a little bit longer. Our psyche's gone wild, Diane. And what the angels are telling me with you is that we're going to set a time where you can tell us some of these experiences you're feeling, these dances, these powwows, just working with them. You're going back and remembering a time and a work of yours to be able to do this. I see the angels are also telling me that you are picking up knowledge, and you're getting information that's being downloaded to you, and that some of this is just waking up and just strengthening you more. So we thank you for calling in. We're going down. We have one more and a half minute. We're getting the most out of those minutes. 510, we also got to you tonight. You called in and have been very patient and waiting for all of us. I got to hear our phenomenal Georgina Cannon, Dr. Georgina Cannon. And 510, who are you?
Hi, Jethro. This is Tasha. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really good. I want to thank you for calling in. I just doing all right. I had a little bit of a frog when we first started out. They were all teasing me, and I think they were praying that Jethro wouldn't be able to talk, and I beat it. I still got five words. How have you been?
I've been doing good. I wanted to ask you about as far as the relationship, like, what do you see with this guy, Andre? Do you see it working out, or do you see me moving on?
Oh, okay. Now, and I do feel that the heart and relationship there is working with you in a strength. I am feeling that. I feel what the guides are telling me is that you two are going to work it out, and I also see that you got a little bit of a temper. I see you kind of started putting down your foot a little more, and that's a little different to this relationship. You used to spoil him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what their guides are showing me. They're showing me that you also are, you and him are working on some together in relationship of saying what's there, talking and working together, and being more open. You've got to know what's going on. You know, it's like, okay, it's good to have a little bit of stuff, but we got to sit down and talk. I see you, like, it's got to come out on the table. There's something that you weren't comfortable about with him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting, and we're giving you the last few minutes, and we've got to get with me. I'd love to give you a reading. I would have some time with you to do an email. You need to have you two to, like, send me an email and have me read the energy between the two, because I do feel that he's also had a reason that he's with you. You called in on a perfect night. Here we are talking about past life regression. There's karma between you two that's being resolved, and it's like you're not going to let him do it again this time, whatever
yeah.
you two experience. Yeah, you know, you feel that, don't you?
Yep. Uh-huh.
You're not going to, no one's going to get the best of you, and that's what I feel. And, you know, I encourage you with getting a hold of us and get a hold of, you know, Dr. Georgina. Like you said, didn't you feel that she was, like, putting out such a positive?
Yeah, she's good.
we got lucky. Well, I got to go with me 60 seconds. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you put in for that Christmas basket.
Okay, I will.
Okay, we are going here. I want to thank everybody who's been calling in. We're going looking at the part up here. We're going to the last few minutes, and thank you. Psyche's Gone Wild, another night, another fun one. Blessings to each and every one of you. Talk to you again real soon. Bye.